Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to a really short edition of my podcast, PGMcast. That's short for Portable Gaming and Media. My blog can be found online at www.pgmcast.blogspot.com. This is Janus. Today is Sunday, May the 31st, 2009. Just a couple of hours till the E3 festivities kick off. It's about 5:53 in the Pacific where I am. I hope everybody's having a very nice weekend. This edition of the podcast was not planned. That's why the production values aren't up to par. What happened was I had posted a written post on the blog just a little over an hour or so ago, and I thought about it, and I just said, oh, to heck with it, I might as well just try to get a netcast up and just kind of give my spiel on a few things. First and foremost, I have been looking forward to the events starting tomorrow Monday with great expectation. This time of year always gets me excited, and I have a lot of anticipation for some of the news we'll hear coming out of LA starting about 10:30 tomorrow morning. That's when the Microsoft conference takes place. That's one of the exhibitors whose news and updates I am looking forward to with great interest. Them and Sony more so. Nintendo, I don't really care too much about, no disrespect. I was just never a Nintendo kid, and I'm still not. I guess I'll start by talking about some of the things that have been leaked already, or have already made its way out into the general public. Okay, to be honest, Microsoft never really has that problem. It seems like it's always Sony that can't keep things under wraps. And I am referring to the news of a new portable gaming device being released by Sony this fall called the PSP Go. I have very mixed feelings about that. For one thing, let me state that I know digital download is going to be the way of the future, and a lot of people's content can be easily downloaded through networks like XBL and PSN. That's all great. I'm personally not there yet. What I mean is, this new PSP device is supposedly going to be hard disk based. They've eliminated the UMD drive. It's going to come with like 16 gigabytes of internal memory. From there, all your games will be purchased, I'm assuming, over a PlayStation Network and downloaded to your device. Reason I have mixed feelings is, okay, for somebody like me, 16 gigs is going to go pretty quick. Especially if I get myself a decent library of games and I'm expected to download. Look at it this way. The average UMD-based video game runs like 700 megabytes to a good gig or so. If you're somebody that likes to have a large variety of titles to have at your disposal, that's going to go pretty quick on that new PSP device. I don't know all the details about the unit yet, because this is why I really didn't want to comment on this stuff, because even though this content was released over a Core episode that somebody got a hold of, a Core, if you don't know, is kind of a new service that they have on a PlayStation Network. I just think that if I were to get such a device, and that means I gotta repurchase all the games I already have in my PSP library, unless they're gonna give you some means to digitize that and transfer it to that new PSP, which I doubt. I think it's unlikely. But it's not just a matter of enough space for games. I also have a variety of videos and MP3s that I keep on my current PSP, which has an 8 gig chip in it, and that's almost full. So that's what I mean. I have I'm just not too sure about this new deal here with the PlayStation Portable. The good news is that they're supposedly going to sell this new device concurrently with the UMD-based model. That's good news there. A rumor I'm hearing is that the retail on the new PSP is probably going to run between $350 to $400. And at this point, it's just not worth it to me. I think I'm going to stick with what I have for now. At least until I hear more solid facts during Sony's press conference on Tuesday. You know, this is why I really don't like to deal with rumor and speculation too much. Even if some information got leaked out, who's to say that Sony didn't want that to get leaked out? You know, I wouldn't put it past them to try to confuse everybody. Bottom line, I think it's pretty legit, and we'll see how that goes. Reason I feel strongly about that, well, the name of this program is Portable Gaming and Media. That's because when I built this site 2 years ago, that's when I had reacquainted myself with the world of video games, and I had purchased a PSP for the first time ever. And because I was someone who was on the go a lot and rarely at home, that was really my gaming device of choice. And to some extent, it largely is. Now, I'm between jobs right now, so I've had the ample time to get familiar with both my Xbox and my PlayStation. Still, I have a loyalty to the PlayStation Portable brand that I'm not going to get too deeply into right now. But I tell you, for now, I'm just going to keep an open mind about it. And, you know, just kind of wait until Tuesday, see what Sony has to say about this new PSP, and I'll kind of make a decision from there. But from the outset, I'm thinking this may not be for me at this time. I'm still renting DVDs from services like Netflix and Blockbuster. I'm not in the habit of putting my credit card information on my gaming network and digitally downloading whatever movie I want to see just yet. I'm not there yet. I'm somebody that still appreciates the merits of having your software title on a hard physical disc. That may sound old-fashioned. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get with the times. I will eventually. Just bear with me. Okay, now another thing that was leaked out, again on Sony's end, was a newer streamlined PS3 console. That's a slimmer version of the deck. That I find a little bit more appealing than I do the new PSP device. But the problem is, this SKU right here is also even more rumor and speculation, because there aren't really any details about this updated version of the PlayStation 3 console. Most of the hard facts, actually, Sony's pretty much confirmed the PSP Go, to my knowledge, and there's more information available about that. But this new slimmer PSP, PS3, I mean, that's the information I'm kind of looking forward to, because up until a few weeks ago, I was in the market to update my Xbox 360 console. And there's nothing wrong with the one I got now. It's the 20 gig model, and I haven't had any problems with it since I bought it a good year and a half ago. But when the Resident Evil themed Xbox was released back in March, that red colored one, I had decided that I wanted to upgrade to an Xbox Elite. But a couple things have happened between then and now. I'm between jobs right now, and that was a limited edition console anyway, so I'm having a harder time trying to find it in stock anyplace, or at least not have to pay over usual retail for it, at least. So I've kind of put that little goal to the side right now. But last night I was on YouTube, and I was looking at some of the updated feeds that relate to E3, and that's how I found out the information about the new PlayStation Portable. And there was pictures of this new streamlined PS3, and that kind of caught my interest. And let me say right now, if that is accurate and Sony does intend to release a newer PS3 model, then I will put my ambitions for Xbox Elite aside for the time and focus on getting a new PS3. That's because the PS3 I have now is in another part of my house. Actually, it's in possession of my roommate, who has an HDD television. I don't have one yet, but a couple of months ago, I agreed to let him keep my PS3 in his part of the house since he has an HD television. And that was when Street Fighter 4 came out, and he was really into that. So I decided to be a nice guy and just let him hang on to my console for a bit. And I have rued that decision every day since. I've missed my PlayStation 3 so badly. Before, I had allowed him to take that out of my bedroom. That's the console I was on the most, not just for gaming, but it was easier to watch videos that I downloaded off the internet on my television, and I just really like those multimedia capabilities of the system. But the things you'll do for family. So it's the good part is doing that allowed me to get familiar with my 360 console and enjoy the game library that's available for that unit. I'll definitely be looking forward to hearing about a new PS3 SKU, but what will really please me is to hear news of a price drop on PlayStation's end. That'll really seal the deal for me. Let's say they don't release a smaller version of the PS3. If there's a price drop, all the same, I'm going to put getting an Xbox Elite aside and focus on just getting myself another PS3. I love those machines. So, that it is what it is. And that's how it's going to be for right now. But I won't know for sure until after the Sony press conference on Tuesday. But that's all I'm going to say about what might be or what may be. Again, all rumors and speculation. I really don't like dealing with that. I like having hard facts. Again, I am definitely looking forward to hearing what the heads of the Xbox team have to say during their press conference, which I'm reading is going to start at 10:30 tomorrow, Monday morning, in the Pacific. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch the presentation live, and I'll tell you why. For starters, I only have basic cable. I don't have, that means I don't have G4. G4 is that video game network, for those of you who don't know. And traditionally, every year when E3 rolls around, they've been known to broadcast at least the Microsoft conference on television. I haven't seen them do the PlayStation or Nintendo conferences on there before, so I can't really comment on that too much. I don't have basic cable, so that means I'm relying squarely on the internet to get the latest news or updates of whatever they got planned or are going to announce. So at the end of the day, what I think is going to happen is I'm going to end up seeing both the Microsoft and the Sony press conferences individually in their entirety when they are posted on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. I'm assuming that they're going to do that again this year because that's what they did in 2008. I guess a couple of days after each conference, they went ahead and put it up on their gaming networks. So, I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed and hoping they'll have the good sense to do that again this year. Now, I'm aware I can watch the Microsoft conference on Xbox Live site, but problem is the conference starts at 10:30 tomorrow. I have some personal business to take care of in town first thing early in the morning, and it's probably going to take me a couple of hours. So I'm not going to be able to see the conference live as it's happening. What I did plan on doing anyway is, you know, I'm subscribed to a bunch of gaming sites, blogs, and news feeds. I'm anticipating that they plan on updating their content as often as the news and updates come out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my G1 phone with me while I'm out taking care of business during the day. And that's how I'm going to keep up with what's happening down in Los Angeles. My G1 phone, it's got the Google operating system in it. It's got a full-fledged web browser. And I also just downloaded a news reader app, which configures with my Google Reader account, which is where I have most of my news feeds and blog posts come to me as they're updated. My phone also has a YouTube feature like the iPhone does. That means it allows you to watch some YouTube videos. And I say some because I've had the phone since last November, and one thing I've noticed is it won't play any YouTube videos that are less than 5 hours old after somebody posted it, which really doesn't make any sense to me. But it has something to do with the software inside the device. I don't know why that is. Actually, there's some videos it can't even play for some reason. Good news about that is just this morning there was a new software update for my G1 device. And I got everything installed this morning. It's running a little bit faster. It's even got some new applications, which one of them allows me to record video with the phone. That's working. I'm kind of hoping that the YouTube part of it is starting to act right now, and will make it more comparable to the iPhone. Believe me, I wish I could have gotten an iPhone, but I'm a T-Mobile customer, so I got the best handset my budget would allow me. I did not want to go through the hassle of canceling contracts just to get a freaking iPhone device. I'm somebody that learns to work with what I have, and the G1's been pretty good so far. I would still prefer an iPhone, though. I won't lie about that. Anyway, I'm gonna keep up with what's going on the internet on my device while I'm taking care of business during the day. Just as soon as I get home, I'm gonna hit my desktop, check all the updated YouTube videos, check all my news feeds, check Microsoft site, see what went on there. And kind of hoping Major Nelson will have a podcast or some video footage up by day's end. I think he will. Yeah. After I'm all caught up by tomorrow night, I'll go from there, and hopefully I'll have more meaningful insights to give you, if you care to hear them. Okay, that's all I got to say right about now. Like I said, this was just going to be kind of a quick netcast I wanted to put out there. I didn't rehearse this. It wasn't planned. That's why I kind of fumbled a bit during my discourse. Apologize about that. Want to thank you for taking the time to download this audio or listen to it in your browser. I'm looking forward to what's happening next week. Bet you it'll be a lot of good things. That's all I got for you for now. I'll talk to you a little later. You wish to follow me on Twitter, you may do so. Twitter.com/Janus131. That's my Twitter address. I also have another blog, which is really about society commentary and just my personal beliefs. It is not intended for all listeners or all readers. It's has more mature themes to it. That is called Firstborn Insights, and you can find that online at www.firstborninsights.wordpress.com. Over there, I post another series of podcasts and video blogs and a little written content if you would care to see what that's about. And you are free to add me as a friend on MySpace. MySpace.com/Janus131. Okay, I'm gonna cut this out now. I will be back on a little later because there's some things I'm gonna say about some of the news I hear coming out of Los Angeles starting tomorrow. And I am definitely looking forward to Sony's press conference on Tuesday. Wish I could be there, but I can't. But there's always next year. I'm definitely gonna see what I can do to get to PAX up in Seattle in August, if they hold that again this year. We'll see. You guys have a good night. Thanks for listening. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.